This is St. Louis Public Radio. The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency has more than 3,000 employees in St. Louis and a long history here. Early this summer, the federal spy agency announced it's choosing to stay in the city with plans to build a $1.75 billion new facility just north of downtown. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman spoke with NGA Director Robert Cardillo about his vision for what's called NGA West.
This is a campus for not just the 21st, but the 22nd century. So as I talk to the designers and the architects and whatnot, the word I use over and over again is flexibility. We have to create a campus that can adjust to the opportunities that will exist right outside our facility. So those are our local neighbors, but obviously down the street into academic institutions and all throughout the region.
I talked with a resident within the footprint, and I asked her, you know, if you had an opportunity to ask the director a question, what would it be? And her question was, how will you ensure that the residents who stay and the businesses that stay won't have a negative impact from the NGA?
So, two things. One, I have a distinct responsibility. I'm a combat support agency. I work in the Department of Defense. I have a national security mission. And so that's my primary goal. It is in my interest that wherever I operate in an environment that's vibrant and diverse and interactive. If for nothing else, that reflects the world that I must understand. If I were to somehow recruit a workforce that only represented one part of our society, I would not be doing that first job that I described. I couldn't do it because I'd be myopic. I would have blind spots. I need to reflect the diversity of the mission that I'm tasked with. To your question about how, you know, would I make sure that they're not disadvantaged, I really am counting on my partnership with the city here. I do think in this case our interests overlap. And so this is where I'll be working arm in arm with the city on city initiatives, whether it's transportation, whether it's development. Again, it's in my interest that all of that be available so that I can attract the right workforce to do the mission.
I have heard that the NGA will not need all 99 acres. Is that the case? And how many acres are you going to use? What happens with the rest?
So I need 99 acres because that's what I went to Congress and requested support for, and we have support for that, and the decision that we made is based upon that acreage. I will say, having said that, as we've looked at some early designs, it may not be necessary, and actually I hope it's not necessary, that we have 99 acres with a large fence or a wall that covers that entire perimeter. We would hope that there would be opportunities for some maybe shared use ground, whether that's a recreational facility or a playground or a park or just a walkway, so that, again, don't want to be an island that you can't go near that site. And so I could imagine pathways, et cetera, gardens that would maybe ease the transition between the part that I must secure, because that's my job, and the neighborhood that we're going to live in.